But he has to, if he is given a dream or a vision about this, he is supposed to pursue it, or she. She is the most important to know that. A girl is told to understand this, about their body behavior and everything. They are told that they will have a child and all that stuff. And the man is also is instructed how to take care of his wife and how to understand these things. And our ancestors fear such things. They fear the female of this monthly periods and all that. They are afraid of it, some of them. They think it's a mystery that is not understood. But when they see the animals in it, in that category, in that kind of procedure, the way they do, they begin to wonder why the animals have it only once a year. Why does a human have it at any time? So they have this question. They say, well, they know they are a bit different than animals. So the creator have gave the human a bit higher than each animal. So that's as far as they know about this stuff. I mean, at least that's as far as they have tried to explain. Very general. Nothing in detail. Nothing scientifically exploited or whatever it is to try to understand a sex or a part of a person. But it was not possible, because every day, every season is enough time to try to put up with, enough time to try to understand simply how to survive. So anything scientific learning was not possible. But it was enough anyway for them to exist and to survive for the next generation. Their existence to maintain as much as they know. Any detail knowledge of something was not necessary for the human. Not in scientifically, but they do it in their mentally. Mentally, they make a shortcut, I guess. So they have mental power to do these things, but not necessarily verbally explainable. Each individual has his own mental understanding, and that mental understanding cannot be shared by the other. And that was the problem with them. But it works. As long as it works, that was fine. So that's the, should I say, a consciousness makeup. So we will go do that again. Now let's go back to the, let's backtrack again a little bit into the early age of the child being gifted to be to develop the shamanism, spiritual makeup. So, let me explain here for a little while. I have stated at the beginning, shamanism is not the church. It's not the faith for the group of people. It's not the social mind. It's an individual development. A person's own mind. And whatever he have acquired in dreams and understanding, that's his to use in his lifetime. It is never understood enough. It is never finished to understand. It is always increased. As a person gets older, it's increased. The knowledge is there and confirmed. It is the knowledge that he has only dreamed of. And so much knowledge, sometimes the elders cannot even use the word to explain things they know. There is so much to explain.